Rafe Sonnenschein of the Pat Brown Institute says instead of driving new interest, maybe the circus in Washington has sucked the air out of local politics. After all, there appeared to be resistance to establishment politicians, driven by increased traffic congestion and high rents and rampant development. Off-year elections have often brought out the kinds of voters that care about neighborhood integrity, and the city's Measure S was aimed directly at them. Richard Close is the longtime president of the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association. Welcome to you.
Thank you.
Measure S went down the tubes big time.
Correct.
Why?
I think a couple things. Number one, the city is becoming more focused on renters, and renters tend to not vote because they realize if they don't like it in their neighborhood, they just move. They hire a U-Haul, and they're gone. Homeowners are the ones that really have the biggest stake. They tend to show up at a higher percent, but unfortunately, there are more renters than homeowners, and I think that was the vital difference.
But that can't account for terribly low a turnout that we had, and not all renters can move. It's not that easy because rents are so high. You would think that would drive renters out to the polls.
I think the response on that is that the campaign by the people who advocated no focused on the fact that somehow S would make rents higher. So they scared the public, and I'm not saying that that's not the political process, but they scared a lot of people to go to the polls to avoid a major depression in Los Angeles, to avoid huge rent increases. But that was not the issue, and that would not have been the effect.
What do you think of L.A. voters in general? You have been head of the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association for a very long time.
I think in general, L.A. residents are not concerned about local politics. They unfortunately don't read the local newspapers like they used to. They're getting their news from the Internet, and the Internet is more focused on national and international news. So people are just not engaged.
Let me introduce Dan Schnurr. He is a professor of politics at USC. He's also co-chair of Citizens for Increased Voter Participation, in part because of their efforts. The next local elections will be held in presidential years. Dan Schnurr, always good to have you with us.
Warren, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
What about this? The fact that we had a presidential election a few months ago, now we have one that only has local politics. What do you think that has to do with the turnout?
Well, I think to some degree, Richard's right. I mean, there's a separate conversation to be had about why Measure S did not succeed. While I didn't support his work on the campaign, I have a great deal of admiration for him. I don't think it was a campaign that effectively tapped into a lot of the frustrations that Angelenos were feeling and could have turned out more voters. That said, Warren, he is right, Richard is right, that voters naturally tend to pay more attention to national politics, particularly in an age of Trump. That said, these low voter turnouts in local elections is something we've been seeing for a long time. And it's one of the reasons that my colleagues and I moved a few years ago to put an initiative on the ballot that starting in 2020 will have local elections taking place at the same time as state and national races rather than in odd-numbered years. For most people, they're still tired of the political fight from last November. And now just a few months later, asking them to come back to the polls just seems a little bit counterintuitive. We think by shifting to an even-yeared schedule, these elections will get the attention that they deserve.
When you say that the Measure S campaign didn't tap into the frustrations of a lot of people, what frustrations are you talking about? And if they had tapped in more, would we have seen more close races amongst individual elected officials, all of them, with one exception, won handily?
Yeah. Again, the last thing I want to do is criticize, you know, public-minded people, whether I happen to agree or disagree with them. But I think there is, whether it comes on the right from Donald Trump or on the left from Bernie Sanders, there's a real sentiment, in a very strong populist sentiment in this country against the political establishment, the type of sentiment we haven't seen in probably half a century of American politics. A different type of campaign, not just on the initiatives, but as you pointed out, Warren, on behalf of some of the challengers running for city council, might have been able to tap into that more effectively. The fact that there was not a competitive mayor's race at the top of the ballot may have discouraged the opportunity for that populist uprising. But there's no question the discontent is there. It just takes the right kind of campaign to tap into it and mobilize it.
Richard Close, do you think it will make a difference when the elections are held at the same time as the presidential election? The argument against that is that the local elections will be so overshadowed by the presidential election that nobody will know what's going on.
Well, clearly there will be more people voting. But the question is, as you just raised, will they be informed? They're going to be receiving so much literature that they're not even, in my belief, going to focus on it. It'll be just too much information. And a lot of them, when it gets after the going through 30 or 40 different ballot measures, they're not going to complete the rest of the ballot. So I don't think it's going to be effective in having informed voters, but it will increase the number of total voters.
Dan Schnur, there was already an awful lot of information flowing into people's mailboxes because we had the mayor, we had the council, we had the school board, we had Measure S. It was sometimes the mailboxes were overflowing with stuff. Was that even a problem this time around?
Well, I would say this. Too much information for voters isn't an ideal situation, but it's a problem I'm willing to deal with. In other words, if voters are paying attention to politics and the men and women who will represent them in elective office in Sacramento and in Washington, at least their focus is in the right direction for a smart local candidate or ballot initiative to tap into those same sentiments. What I think is much tougher, and we saw it not just this week here in Los Angeles, but we see it every 2 years here, is that when people go to the polls in November of an even-numbered year, they want to get away from politics for a while. And by March, a few months later, they're just not quite ready to come back to it.
Richard Close, we're just about out of time, but you said at the outset that people don't read the papers anymore. A long time ago, it was determined that they get more information from the ads about politics than they get from the news media. Do you think that's going to change?
No. I think the fake news that comes in the mailboxes from all sides of campaigns are going to continue to be where people get their information, unfortunately, wrong information.
Thanks very much to Richard Close, who with the Sherman Oaks Homeowners Association, and to Dan Schnur, who's a political science professor at USC. Great to have you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm Orman Olney, and this has been Olney in L.A.